Hey guys, this week's episode of The Read is brought to you by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you choose from over 1,500 licensed therapists. You can get matched with your perfect therapist who can put you on the path to a happier life today. For a special offer just for our listeners, visit Talkspace.com/The Read. And now let's start the show.
I fought a crazy 80-foot tall purple suited dude, and I had to fight 96 guys to get to him. He was flying and shooting lightning bolts from his eyes, okay? And I kicked him so hard he saw the curvature of the earth. Does that make you feel any better?
Okay, this don't even sound like a movie I would watch.
You have seen it.
Damn. I thought maybe the purple... Oh, fuck. Can I get another quote?
What? That's the quote.
Really, though? Come on.
That's the part that you laughed at the hardest. Because it was in the middle of someone singing.
Was it animated?
No, it wasn't.
Damn. I don't know it. I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
Oh, guys, okay.
Welcome to...
Well, fuck me then.
I never say whatever.
I'm not even going to try to Google it. I will let the internet tell me tomorrow.
I am... Michael Cera.
And I am Yara Shahidi.
And welcome back.
Why are you Michael Cera this week? Oh, must be from that movie. The movie you just did. He must be in that movie.
Oh, what?
Something quirky and white. What is it? Something about a playlist?
A playlist?
It is.
You're thinking of Nick and Norris playlist?
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Damn. Okay. It can't be the Juno movie because I like that one. I've seen that.
Not Juno.
Damn.
Good idea. I'll do that one eventually.
Well, now, okay, fuck it. I'm not gonna Google Michael Cera movies. I'm not. So.
I mean, I think he quit the game. I don't know where Michael Cera is.
Did he? That's too bad. He was one of my favorite little alternative white boys, you know, doing the little kitschy offbeat movies.
Actually, I'm wrong because Michael Cera did some of the Lego movies. Didn't he do the Batman one or something like that? I'm sure he was Robin in the Batman.
Oh, the voice of it?
Yeah, the voice of the...
The previews for that looked cute. I don't know why. Oh, yeah, I don't know why I didn't see that.
Now with ninjas or something like that. And I feel like they're going overboard. But children love them.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That's a great movie. I really like that movie.
Was that the... That was the quote, though. It was from that one, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Ugh. You made me watch this? I don't recall this at all.
You definitely watched it, and you laughed because that guy in that super racist scene with the Indian dude who...
Was it a store?
No, they were fighting at, like, a concert or something.
Okay.
Started singing, like, he went into, like, a Bollywood song.
Oh, God.
And Anna Kendrick was like, like, right as he started to sing, like, nigga, did you just start dancing?
Okay, that sounds funny.
All
right, yeah. Okay.
And Black Excellent. Essence Moore is a 15-year-old young woman from the tri-state.
Okay.
She is an author of a series of books called The Middle School Chronicles. I'm reading this on Black Enterprise. A series of books preparing students as well as parents for the roller coaster ride of middle school, from conquering math and bullying to boy crushes and self-esteem.
Wow.
She's got basically a bunch of books that she wrote that are like, look, this is middle school. Essentially, it's shit.
It is. I remember. It is garbage. She's right.
I put words in her book. Guessing, it's just like, here are the great things, here are the not so great things. Be prepared. And
smart.
Now, certain schools and districts in Hillside and Orange and some charter schools in Brooklyn are using the books for mandatory reading in their curriculum.
Wow.
So, I read somewhere else that she's the first Black teen to have a book series be a part of. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, but either way,
yeah.
It's the same game. Not only because of this, but also, I believe 2 years ago when she was 13, she opened...
You know, in her youth.
Yeah.
When she was just a young girl.
She opened a spa and boutique called Essence Couture Spa and Boutique that is exclusively for children, tweens, and teens to give youth a place of their own to visit and be pampered.
What? Come on. Is it orange juice and cranberry juice instead of mimosas? But you can still get your nails done?
Oh, okay. It's in Jersey. It's a spa that offers manicures, pedicures, haircuts, athletic foot treatments, hand treatments, and more. So, if you're ever
Passaic?
Little girl, Google it. All right. Essence.
Find it.
Shout out to you, young lady, for just lifting your community.
What a smart idea those books are, though. My God.
Isn't it brilliant?
And now it's so popular with the administration and the students that it is required reading. That is something else. I feel like I should get that.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Relive those shit days of 10 to 13. Good God.
And also I want to hear, like, from a 15-year-old's perspective, what middle school is like now.
Oh, yeah, while you're in high school.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what middle school is like today as opposed to when I was.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Oh, right. Kids have
the same, but
I think social media will be a huge part of it, and it just was not a thing. Yeah. She didn't even like my picture with the invitation to my birthday party. Everybody liked it except Karen.
Jaquan did not snap me back.
Oh my God. He took a screenshot. Oh, God bless these kids.
Yeah, I'm actually interested in seeing
it. Yeah, I want to read it. I want to read that in the one about the pigeon needing a bath.
The pigeon's apparently famous.
Right, the pigeon has, like, lots and lots of books.
I didn't know anything about her, but apparently that bitch is everywhere.
Yeah, we found out real quick that pigeon is, like, popping.
Well, this week in Hot Tops and How They'll Destroy Your Life. First of all, congratulations to Cardi B.
Yeah, Bacardilis.
For her number one entry on the Billboard Hot 100. Number one song in the country. Well deserved.
That's a big fucking deal. Congratulations.
First woman in rap to have that with no solo, with no feature on the record, all by herself, since Lauryn Hill in, what was it,
98, I think? Insane, either way. In, like, that's huge. That's huge for rap. And to be that person, I know, for Cardi, that just must be so much. I saw a video of her, like, just breaking down and crying, looking at the plaque and everything. Like, yes, your record has done a huge thing, girl. So congratulations to you. You worked hard for it.
You did. So shout out to you. Yes, absolutely. It was like, this is very okay. So Nicki Minaj tweeted her congratulations.
I was about to say nobody was even. Never mind. Yes, Nicki did. Nicki tweeted her congratulations, which surprised me. It did.
Did it?
A little bit.
I was a little surprised.
A little, because, you know, Nicki seemed like the type to just as easily not, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
like, not even necessarily throw shade on you, but just do-to-do-to-do, another day, right?
What about my life?
Right. So, you know, that was nice.
That was good to see. Hopefully that can be something that inspires y'all to leave the both of them the fuck alone and stop going back and forth on all of their goddamn pages antagonizing me.
Right.
Really stupid and pointless. And don't you have homework?
Maybe Nicki did that just so the bars will relax. Like, okay, y'all are doing entirely too much behind this girl.
I don't think so.
I mean, but I want to think nice things about Nicki. I want to think that her heart is in her. Yeah, you know, I want to see other girls come up and succeed and do well in this rap shit. So congratulations.
It's either that or she knew that if she did not say something, she would look away.
Right.
But I would also like to think that she would simply just be like,
like anybody else,
successful enough and done enough. She's not going
right
anytime soon, as far as I'm concerned. So there would be no reason for
right
to say that.
That's the thing,
you know, without meaning it. So
her spot is cemented. Nicki is well written down in history. Like, nobody has taken what Nicki has done away from her. So it doesn't hurt her to give Cardi that. It never would have, but, you know, there's just that perception of her.
I know, there's just, I got here looking at my timeline, shaking my head. I don't even know where.
Oh, God.
I'm just like, this has opened up, like, so many doors for very odd, stupid conversations about rap. like, rap as a whole is very boring right now to me.
Okay.
It's, to me, like, the celebrity is the producer.
That's real.
You got your Metro, you've got your London, and you've got your Mike Will, and obviously you've got, like, legends. Like,
yeah.
And so on and so forth. But it's either they're making the beat and that's the reason you like the song, or somebody's making a beat that mirrors their stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why you like the song. And as long as you can keep up, then you have the possibility
right.
of making catchy records. So, like,
but most of the mumble rap wave is not for me. It's passing me right on by.
Yeah, these days I'm noticing that I can't. You know, because I don't.
Yeah.
Like, for the most part, I'm like, oh, this is a really great beat, but it does not matter what you are saying. But
right.
I also recognize that, you know, there's a place for that in hip hop, and so it doesn't really.
I mean, the kids love it. It's not for me. That's fine.
It's just not for me.
I can just be the old bitch.
I can just be that. Mm-hmm. I know there is plenty of stuff that I feel like is legendary and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And people who are around my age and older back then were like, this time I don't understand what they're saying.
I mean, Lonzo Ball said Nas wasn't classic hip hop or whatever. Like, these kids are just saying, what the fuck ever. He said, real hip hop is Future and Migos. Not Nas. So it's just like, if that's where these kids are coming from and that's your frame of reference, that's how you feel about music, who are me to argue with your young ass about that? That boy is 19 years old. I'm not gonna do it.
Who?
LeVar Ball's son. So they, you know what? It's actually the Ball family is just, it's not even worth the time I would have to use to sit here and tell you, but he's 19. Plays for the Lakers, and he has some ridiculous opinions like his father. That's all you need to know.
Well, what I won't do is like, I will let you have your Triple X Lucy.
Oh no, I can't deal with him. I've heard too many bad things about that Tentacion boy.
He just frightens me.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of many things. But that one, yes.
Yeah. I mean, just the headlines alone. I'm like, okay, I'm not fucking with that.
That's bad enough, but visually looking at him.
Oh, that's also an oof. Kodak Black is another that I can't rest eyes on for too long. My God. Holy God.
But the other one.
I mean, ugly. Jesus H.
That one is like.
Okay, maybe his face is blending in with somebody else's. Like, let me.
He would just pop up through like a cloud of smoke in your dreams.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I see what you mean by this. Like,
but
not necessarily a pleasant image.
If you like his music, or if you like whatever music that I like, I mean, music that I don't like, cool. I mean, I don't give a shit. I just don't understand what all of this, like, the arguments about. Because they bring Missy back into it.
Oh, I clocked out of the Cardi B arguments 2 days ago. I will not do it.
Girl, like, the song good. Cool. The end. Why does it have to be all of this, oh, but, and she wouldn't have if, and blah, blah, blah. Like, y'all don't ever do this to niggas when they get a number one.
Well, this is actually what happens when you are a woman and you are really starting to make it, like, people will start to pick you apart, and sometimes it's justified, and sometimes it's just niggas love to argue. And I really think that's 90% of what's been going on online. Talking about colorism and what role it plays in Cardi's career and what else she's had to deal with and whether she identifies as Black and da da da. And I'm like, okay, I'm sure there are lots of you enjoying going through the depths of those conversations, and I'm just not there. I'm happy for the girl. I like the song. You know, I think there's ways that she could definitely tighten up and be less ignorant, or at least learn when to not say ignorant things where the public can see them. But other than that, I'm rooting for her. And it's because first of all, Black women are very slow to just cut each other off. We're not going to dismiss a Black girl altogether off of one or two, you know, indiscretions or fuck ups or whatever you may call it. Like, people are going to give her the chance to grow and adjust to being in the spotlight and all that. So if she has years of fucking up, or things are just awful and it's one really terrible thing that she said or did after the next, then that would be something else. But she just got here, you know? I'm cutting Cardi B a lot of slack.
I mean, she can have all the slack she wants to over on this side. I really don't care. Like, the song is good. Hopefully that she, you know, she can continue to put out good stuff and continue to be...
Yeah. Like, I liked her mixtape. It's not even just the singles. You didn't like that first one, I know, but did you listen to the second one? Oh, okay. Well, then I'll just...
I don't like a gay body of Cardi B music at all.
Okay.
I like a couple of her songs, and I like a lot of her newer features and stuff, too.
Well, you can be very successful off of singles. You absolutely can.
The biggest of the pictures is that I don't give a... Like, and I like it.
That's it.
Boom.
That's it.
Ew, if I don't like it, boom. Good for me.
Right. Like, that's really the number one requirement for anything I listen to. Do I like this?
Doesn't change how mustard tastes.
The artist themselves is a second to whether I like the song. So, that's really it.
First of all.
I just...
Because if I don't like you...
It might be a little bit harder for me to say it.
Let me say this. Mrs. Zilly Banks.
Oh, Lord.
It's like... People don't like you. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. Like, it's like you are a talented girl. I think that you have a lot to offer in the entire realm of music and constructing a song. But if you are not likable, people are not gonna want to hear the song. I genuinely feel like this is coming from someone who enjoys her music. Mm-hmm. I think that she thinks that because of how talented she is, that she's going to put out a song that people are going to be like, oh, I can't even deny it. Yeah, fuck the fact that, you know, she used to root for Trump and she's lighter skins now. And every time somebody says something she don't like, she calls their mama a bitch or something. Like, oh, fuck all of that. And there's plenty of people that do. She still has a solid fan base and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But I, like...
You can like somebody's music and not be willing to support them based off how they act.
Let me tell you something. I know several artists that are undeniably talented, and the song come on and it's a good song, and I'm like, can you please turn this off? I just don't want to hear this person's voice.
Yeah.
I don't even want to hear the sound of your
Damn.
Voice because I just don't even care about you or like you. That may not make a difference in your life at all. That may not even stop you from being successful.
Right.
But if you are not doing anything to curb your own fuck ups or like check yourself, then that's not like, girl, who do you have to blame? You know what I'm saying? Like, it legitimately like made me sad to see her like really sitting up there like you're frustrated with the status of your career right now and what's going on. And I'm not even gonna say that there aren't real ass things that stand in the way of you getting to where you want to, just being a black girl, you know what I mean? But at the same time, that ain't got nothing to do with Cardi B.
Right. It ain't got nothing to do with that girl. Somebody whose song you was just getting your life to.
You like the song. You know you like the song. You know that you ain't got no problem with this girl. Like, why let your frustrations over something else do this? And I don't say nothing about Azealia Banks ever because I know this type of shit that goes on through that girl's head. And I just want for her to be happy. But girl, like, at some point, sweetie, you gotta stop.
Yeah.
Stop blaming everybody else. Stop it. Stop putting yourself in a position for people to pick you apart all the time. What? Like, I would like to think that even, like, I said the same shit about, like, Chris Brown every time he would call a girl a stupid ass hoe or I'm gonna fight you.
Right. Whatever. Say something stupid.
It would always be, okay, when do you get to a point, right, where you're just like, you know what? I'm not even going to give you the satisfaction
right.
of seeing me do what you're used to me doing. I'm going to gag you by doing something, a taste.
Right. Like, I don't have nothing to say that wouldn't be hating, and there's plenty of hating on her going on already. So it's not necessary. But all of that is the truth. Like, you could just tuck in that sour bitterness, that whatever you feel, animosity about where you feel like you should be versus where you are, acknowledge the reasons that you have stumbled, and keep all of that haterish, bitterish ass attitude off the internet. And it would be fine. You could just focus on the music. I'm sure that's what your fans are really looking for. So...
Well, next on the list, let me push this towards the back because she's juicy. Well, that's kind of
sad. How juicy? Oh, damn.
All right, let's talk about Kevin Hart's mistress.
Oh, no.
She had an interview with Who Gives a Fuck where she said basically that she met Kevin last month. They flew to Vegas from L.A., on a PJ.
Thank you so much.
And some mutual friends went along with them. They stayed in Las Vegas for 3 days and nights. She said that when she met Kevin Hart, she took an immediate liking. He took an immediate liking to her. An instant connection.
I bet. You look like the type he would have an instant connection with.
She didn't know that he was married, nor did he tell her that he was. Let's review the tape.
I don't think so, sis.
Sweetie. Pumpkin. Spike.
No, girl.
Dumpling.
No,
sugar.
Please,
you
get up.
You didn't know,
sis,
that Kevin Hart was married? Everybody knows that that nigga's married. He has a video game on everyone's phone right now with his wife. Everybody knows about his rib. Everybody knows about his rib. Everybody does. I don't understand how you are in a position where you have mutual friends with this nigga so close that y'all are on a private jet going to Vegas and you didn't know.
Right.
Married?
Right.
And he didn't tell you? Girl, of course he didn't tell you. He's married. And he plans on fucking you, girl. At what point was he going to be like...
And you knew. So you just didn't know who he was? You didn't know who that was?
You had no idea.
So you mean to tell me you went out with a 5'2 black man without having any idea of how much money he was worth or who he was? Okay. All right. I'm just saying. You expect me to believe you went out with a Kevin Hart without Googling Kevin Hart? Bitch, shut up.
You knew exactly who the fuck that nigga was. You knew that his ass was married.
You didn't give a damn.
This right now for what? A part?
I don't know. I don't know what her end game is.
You can play that game. It's coming to Broadway.
There'll always be another Sharknado.
I mean, like...
The Chitlin Circuit. Two can play that. I'm trying to... I'm sitting here trying to decide what I buy a ticket to see. To see that live. I don't know, my nigga. I actually don't think I can do it.
Portia is playing.
Shut up. Portia... Can Portia remember that many lines? Shut up. Y'all are lying to me.
I've done the stage play game before.
But
let me remind you of the magic that...
But no, don't do a mother's love.
Used to be, don't make no honey.
You make me so sick.
So don't nobody care what you used to be.
But no, I'm not going to see Portia be a leading lady in something that requires talent.
Occurring...
Like, wait, okay, so now I'm...
Connie's assigned the character.
Who can play that?
Acts, the end of act one.
Connie.
Maybe shows up again in the third act.
Okay.
She splices in and out. Connie was the character Gabrielle.
Right, not Shantae. I was thinking Shantae. Right? Yeah, I was thinking Shantae. Not Gabrielle Union. Oh, of course Portia is the Gabrielle Union character. Of course she... Oh, never mind. No, Portia can handle this. Yeah, no, she's got it. No worries. I was worried, girl. No, you're gonna be great.
So yeah, we were talking about the mistress.
Right. So she didn't know Kevin Hart. She didn't know Kevin Hart was
so
married.
She lied about not knowing.
Right.
Kevin Hart was married. And then she said they had sex 3 times.
Who needed to know that?
I guess we do.
Oh God. Only 3 times.
She said, we just get along. We get each other. I feel like that needs to be in past tense. He's funny because you...
Right.
Maybe got along.
Right. You had each other.
He's funny. I'm funnier. Also a lie.
I mean...
A bad lie. We had a connection. We had chemistry. We clicked.
Who wrote this?
Lisa Bloom, I guess.
She sounds boring, honestly.
She is. And I assume this is all for like... I don't know, take it to a reality show or maybe something that's going on.
Right. What? I don't know what she thinks she's going to get out of this. What? Who cares?
Nothing.
I mean, look at the shit show that is 2017, girl. We will forget you by Halloween at the latest. Girl, what?
Like, what do you want? What do you want?
Yes, you got to distinguish yourself a little more. There are lots of hoes with a story.
Aniko needs to go in the, like, go and hop in the street in front of her house and do, like, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and I know what she did last time.
Come on, what do you want? Oh, man. The paparazzi need to leave that girl alone. She is every bit of pregnant.
She does not give a fuck. She was like, look, hide this shit better. Cameras, really, nigga.
Right. So they only fucked three times, and you already so comfortable around the bitch that she can have cameras. Gee, but that's what I'm saying. Niggas is being that lazy around girls they just met.
Mutual friends.
Woo. This is sad. This is sad. That's disrespect. Aniko should be mad. He didn't even give enough of a fuck to keep it tight around a bitch he just met. 3 days. That's the disrespectful part. It ain't like this is your months-long mistress. That bitch we have a relationship with. She we trust.
So if y'all have mutual friends, Kevin, you need to get to the friend who had the friend who had friends with us.
Okay.
And ask.
This is a mess.
What the fuck is your problem?
This is a mess.
Meanwhile, somebody hacked into Tori Hart's Instagram page.
Why?
Her page back and decided to give you an NDI rap and words of encouragement, as well as letting whoever hacked her and her nephew's account know that you can't steal her joy. Also,
of course it is.
Apparently, somebody also vandalized her brand new 2017 Mercedes Benz last week.
Okay, so that's less funny.
Oh no, this is this week, I guess.
Wow.
I would say that maybe Aniko sent some goons out in the streets for y'all yesterday. No.
No. She let all of this go. Yeah, it probably is. Because people are weird like that, and they probably really sit up on Instagram all day long getting progressively more upset over random celebrities.
This is just like you.
This is just right. Now you all in your feelings thinking about your ex-girlfriend who left you and won't call you back. And you done transferred all your feelings for her onto me. And now you over here keying my car. Yeah, it probably is just some lunatic. You shouldn't be laughing. I know this is awful.
No, it's fine. So I don't know what this is that Candy is doing, but she was doing something on stage. I see Todd Tucker back here.
Family Feud?
Oh, I think that...
She took the old lady gang on Family Feud. Yes. I haven't seen it. I just saw the pictures. They all in red?
No.
Oh, so this is something else.
I don't know what this is, but... Basically, they're on stage somewhere. Don Juan announced to the crowd that Candy was just booked to play a Mama Morton in Chicago.
What?
On Broadway.
Huh. What? Really? That's not fake news?
No, I get it. Well, I mean, unless they lie. I don't know why it would be.
But that's a...
Right. She's standing right behind him, and she took a cute little curtsy right after he said it. So.
But Mama sings real songs that need a big voice. Okay. I'm all right. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm back. I cannot believe somebody cast her in that role. I am stunned.
I'm waiting for a press release.
I am so surprised. No, I Googled it, and it's on Bravo's website. So, but this says musical to musical. Oh, this is 2013.
Girl, that's probably when NeNe did it. Didn't NeNe do it too?
NeNe, but what show was NeNe in?
NeNe was in Cinderella, but I feel like she did Chicago too.
Oh, God. It couldn't have been a song. It couldn't have been a... You know what? No. I don't want to think about this.
All I know is that I have questions.
Yeah. Yeah, I really have questions. So, but they announced that Candy had this role. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's it?
And that's just about it so far.
Wait, right. No, the fact that it's not on Google or like... Like, I feel like there's like a Broadway Wire or something that would have this.
I still don't see it. Like, I'm looking on Playbill and stuff, and I'm not.
Yeah.
It makes no sense for them to lie. They probably, like, it must have, like, happened 5 minutes. Like, they probably got the call or the text, like, 5 minutes before he said that shit.
Right.
Like, nobody has even had time to drum up a press release. I'm hoping. Because, nigga.
Oh, here's something on Rhymes with Snitch.
No, girl. I read Rhymes with Snitch all the time. Oh. I'm reading it from.
Oh. Okay. okay.
Like, no, I'm talking, like, that's just, it's a video.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know. All I know is, if Candy Burris plays No More Than Anywhere, Broadway, Narrow Way, I don't care. Like, I don't care where she sings. You go and you take one of y'all, please.
No, you'll get kicked out if you record.
As well as anybody who may have attended T-Boz Unplugged.
Oh. No, that's a real thing.
Friend of mine sent me.
Oh my God.
T-Boz is having, like, no, I'm going to leave T-Boz alone. She's going through a lot. But I do feel like T-Boz needs her plug.
So is T-Boz what, like, with a stool and a mic?
I don't know.
Unfiltered, raw music.
A lot of people. There's T-Boz. Faith Evans is going to be there. I think Kamaya. And some other people.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's a benefit thing. But it definitely is T-Boz Unplugged.
But, you know, and I never need to hear that. I never need to hear T-Boz sing. Sorry. No. That was... Nope. I just don't. I'm trying to think of one thing I want to hear her sing, and it's not coming up. Do you? I mean, I really don't, because...
Doesn't really have... I mean, I don't feel like she's giving me a reason. She doesn't deserve...
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Although she's grieving.
I mean, yeah, and that is... I mean, I'm definitely sorry that she lost her cousin. That's
I was never
very sad.
Any of that up.
Right.
Somebody had to send.
Because I'm not going to... I'm not...
T-Boz Unplugged. So anyway, I mean, if you happen to find your...
That's just a bad idea.
I would just like to...
Unplugs are for vocalists.
So... we talked about Tamar Braxton retiring from the game. After she releases her next album, Bluebird of Happiness. Now there's news that she decided to retire to work on her marriage to her hubby.
Mm-hmm.
Herb.
Protect, you know, her and her rib.
Now, what do you call him? So, somebody, I saw someone, I wish I could remember who it was so I could give you a shout out. But I think it was on Twitter that I saw someone respond to this by saying, I wonder what Vince is giving up to save the marriage.
There we go.
And I thought, you know what? That is a great question.
It is. I don't know what's wrong in Vince and Tamar's marriage. I'm starting with the fact that Vince and Tamar are in it.
That might be.
That sounds like the number one issue. But also, I'm trying to think of, like, trying to get along with Tamar, and I don't think I could do it either. So maybe Tamar does need to chill out from the public eye and be more of, like, a regular person who's not so obsessed with image.
When the cameras are off, maybe, hopefully, Tamar is at least, like, 50% of what Tamar is.
That she can dial it down just to...
Because, you know, some just people, when the camera is on, they're like 1,000. And then when it's off, they come down to like 20.
That's true. I mean, and I don't know her in real life, so she might be that way, but...
But she went on...
Ooh, that TV, my God.
She went on Big Tigger's show and said that she's not retiring. She said that was going to be her last album. She's still going on tour with Escape.
Oh God!
And she's gonna go on a tour for the album, the Blueprint album.
Why would you do that to me?
But she says that she and her husband work very close together, and anything that she can do to alleviate issues in the marriage, she's going to do that. But she also said that music and singing is her passion.
Okay.
So
Vince must be out earning Tamar by a lot. Then is that what? Am I assuming correctly?
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, I mean, when you watched early seasons of that show before
she was right
picked up, she was well taken care of.
That's true. They always had a nice house and all that. So,
and he worked with Gaga very close,
right?
I can't remember at, you know, to what capacity. I don't know if he produced, wrote, or what did for her.
Maybe both.
But like, they...
Did you see her documentary?
My money. No, a friend of mine told me that it's real white and emotional and like a lot of crying. So I'm going to take it. I'm going to wait.
It is. It's all those things.
No shit. Like,
I was going to say, but it's not bad.
Cry my black tears. No, I think it'll probably be good. I'm interested in how Gaga's mind works.
Yeah, she's regular as fuck, really. She really is.
Yeah.
You know, all the extra, she was like, is extra. Like, that's me being extra. But the real person, I guess, or the documentary version person, yeah, I would definitely say that. Yeah. But I walked away from it like, okay, Stephanie, you know, I think I understand Lady Gaga a bit more. I was never against her, but she just always seemed a little like, I don't know, like, how much of this is like you genuinely wanting to do this versus you just seeing how crazy you can turn it up.
Gaga's one of those artists that I feel like my favorite wave or era from her, when I'm trying to give it back, and I almost feel like she may resent it. You know, like, I can't say my favorite Pink era was when she was black, but
it was
very close, and you know, for good reason,
right?
Say, I miss the Fame Gaga and the Fame Monster.
Yeah,
like that. After that, it got a little too strange. Like,
but Gaga has always put out songs that I like. On every album, there's something that I like from Lady Gaga.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when they said she was doing the Super Bowl, I was excited for her because it seemed like, you know, Lady Gaga has the hits and the ability to pull off a decent show. Well, you know, the real story of that Super Bowl ended up being the game. So, woo! How can you forget the Falcons being up for the whole damn thing and then losing it all?
The Falcons was in the Super Bowl?
Holy God. You are honestly my favorite. Right. Gaga just did that Super Bowl. That was that Super Bowl.
Really?
Oh, yes. No, they have not. What an excellent question. They've been twice and they've lost both times, but this was the worst loss in Super Bowl history.
In the history of the
Yes, baby, they was up. I can't believe you don't. How do you not know this story?
Who do they play?
The Patriots.
Oh, them.
Yes. Well, the white privilege kicked in the fourth quarter, honestly. But
oh, now I remember.
There you go. There you go. The white privilege bowl. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Race brought it.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm, like, dying.
Well, that's interesting.
I thought my bronchitis was gone.
I feel like we're going to end up talking about sports again.
You just took me all the way out with not realizing what the Super Bowl was until it came back around to the white people winning over niggas in the last second. Yeah, well, what a crazy game.
Wendy Williams is having an interesting week. The Daily Mail posted an interesting story about her husband, Kevin, and the affair that he's been having on her for over 10 years with woman in Jersey by the name of Sharina Hudson. Kevin is 46, Sharina is 32.
Ew. And he's been having an affair with her for 10 years? That same girl since she was 22 years old. That's gross. Oh, but that explains a lot.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about it like that.
That explains why her family is like, what are you doing? Like, he's not going to leave his wife and marry you and have kids.
So, yeah, they've got, like, apparently there's a house somewhere he allegedly bought for her, and they, you know, spend loads of time together. 3-4 days out of the week, he's over there. He tells her he loves her, etc., etc. They even took pictures of the house with the mailbox that has, like, her name on it, his name's in it, and another Hudson, I guess, maybe a relative of hers, whatever. And then he goes back to his wife, with whom he works closely as well. think that they run the production company that she has together, and everybody who knows anything about Wendy Williams knows
right.
her and her husband.
Right, they do it together.
Right.
But I also thought everybody knew he was cheating.
Yeah, there have always been, like, ever since radio, there have been, you know, rumors about him not being so nice to her in several different ways, not just cheating. But she got on her show and basically just said, don't believe the hype, and she's standing by her man. So that okay. was like, you know, I think the best way that she could just stand around it.
Okay.
Because there was, like, who was the girl then? Why pictures of your husband with this girl?
They followed her for a year. A year. So, what? Don't believe all that evidence?
Don't believe that it's actually your whole ass husband in these pictures, right?
Don't believe that I didn't already know, and don't give a damn. That's got to be what that means.
Yes.
Because I don't claim to understand Wendy Williams' relationship, and I don't want to. But if that's the way that you're willing to go at this point in your career, you know, being who you are and all that, if you're willing to be like, fuck all that, that's my man, so mind your business, then all right, girl.
Like, no.
You go right ahead.
Skin off my...
Nope, not at all. That just sounds gross. The fact that he's been with this girl since she was 22 years old, like 10 years of... I don't know. Lying? Does she really? Because the story I read, she seemed to be under the impression that, like, he was going to marry her and have kids someday.
Yeah, I saw that too, and, like, pictures of her with this ring and all of that, but I almost felt bad for her. I do kind of feel a little bad for her. It's embarrassing, especially for somebody who, you know, speaks so openly about everyone else for, you know, something like this, but I really don't think that... Whatever it is, I'm sure that she's made her peace with it by this point.
And right.
It's been going on for 10 years, and she can so simply get on her show and be like, anyway, girl, so here we are. But...
Okay. Sure, Wendy.
I mean, I don't know, Brad. Good luck.
I mean, I think it's fine to be like, I'm going to do whatever I want to do, and so don't worry about it. It's just that, like, I don't this kind of feels like old news that everybody has always known, but it's just like officially getting confirmed. Like when Jay-Z's mama came out.
I didn't see that coming.
Oh, you didn't know about that?
No.
No, I knew.
I didn't really pay very close attention to it.
I just felt like it was something that came up like in conversation randomly at points. I don't know why, but yeah, it seems like that sort of thing to me. Like, sure, Wendy, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, it's not going to change my opinion about Wendy.
Either one of y'all, so right.
Woo! Hey girl, if you're still going to work every day and making your coin and keeping your head up, then mm-hmm. that's the best you can do.
She's syndicated on VH1 now too. Yeah. Her and the Real, or the, isn't that what it's called?
The one with Tamara.
Yes. Right. Though they're both their daytime versions air at night on VH1. I thought that's smart. It is. That's a great way to cross promote your show.
B.O.B. is back.
Oh my God. This.
I did the curvature of the air.
Oh, I didn't even catch on.
So, you might remember, I don't know how long ago, where a rapper, B.O.B. Bob, I'm still not sure how the fuck he's supposed to say.
It's definitely B.O.B.
Went on a whole rant on social media and even got into it with Neil deGrasse Tyson. What did I just say?
You said he got into it with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I feel like I said his name wrong.
Are you friend?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You leaned all in and everything.
I said deGrasse, thought Degrassi. With Neil deGrasse Tyson and his son. Then his son wrote the song. Like,
oh God, the rap record. Oh my God. Yes, I remember that. Oh, that was so awful. But I mean, to get dragged by Neil deGrasse Tyson, my God.
Because he's a flat earther. I think that's what they call him.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning he believes with all of his might that planet Earth is in fact flat and not the round planet that we all motherfucking know it to be. So he's back now. He got on the gram, I believe, and told everyone that he is starting a GoFundMe. Jesus. Looking to raise $1 million.
Sir. Think about this, sir.
In order to launch one, if not multiple, satellites into space.
Nigga.
In order to find the curve. That is the curve of
the
earth.
He cannot be serious. He cannot be serious.
Once and for all. Just for him.
Oh!
Just for him.
Just your personal project.
That the earth is round. Currently,
okay.
He has almost $3,000.
What? The fact that y'all have
all people who also believe the world is flat, because I can't imagine that anybody with good sense gave this man.
His goal is $1 million.
Goal is one.
So we're not gonna make it.
Although, you know, people with a weather balloon and a GoPro have done this a million times. This cost them a couple $100. But he wants $1 million
to
from the website that will simply give you the money, regardless of whether or not he makes the goal.
Right.
Go find me. But this is so stupid that GoFundMe plays the hold.
Oh my God. Shut up. No. No, they didn't.
I read this on The Verge. GoFundMe said the following. GoFundMe's terms and conditions are available at GoFundMe.com/terms. We will remove any campaign that violates our terms, but GoFundMe is also an open platform, and ultimately, it is up to the GoFundMe community to decide which campaigns to donate to. Which means, bitch, think twice before you give randos your heart.
We're not going to take it away, but this is dumb as fuck. Like, that's basically what GoFundMe is saying.
Although this campaign does not presently violate we have placed the campaign funds on hold while we work with the organizer to ensure funds are managed appropriately.
Whoa.
So obviously, all BLB has to do is prove how he intends to use the money to send these alleged satellites that he's planning to build.
Just cancel it and give these people their money
give
back.
Give these people their money. Fool. The fuck, nigga? It's round.
He cannot be
get
serious.
Over it. Move on, thief. So that's what we're doing now. We're stealing.
Right.
We are stealing people's money.
Right. How much is his tax bill? He go funding that $1 million for a whole nother reason.
$1 million.
Nigga, please.
To thief. Because he.
No. At this point, I think he thinks he's in on it. Like, he's playing along with the joke. He cannot be serious with that. He can't. That is fucking stupid. Nigga, what? All
scamming people.
So we're just going to spend $1 million so that you can personally launch a couple of satellites out there and get some photos just for yourself.
You know what we could do for free? We could go around,
we could just
you know, a bunch of fucking preschools and ask the goddamn baby. Because they know for a fact that they're playing. Like, girl, I don't know, like,
no, he wants to be ignorant. He wants to. That's the thing. You can't talk good sense to him. If you could, the Neil deGrasse Tyson thing would have shut this conversation up forever. So it's not even about that. He wants to be ignorant.
No, he wants your money. For him to go and I don't know what buy.
$1 million.
Maybe synthetic marijuana. I don't know.
Wow.
There is just a massive.
Does he have like a business plan he's gonna submit to GoFundMe?
Overwhelming amount of evidence.
Woo!
You are just wrong.
Right.
You're just wrong. You are simply incorrect. And it is okay. I don't know if it's just me or us or what, but I'm more than welcome to just leave people the fuck alone.
It's true.
Like, if it's
true.
To do with me.
Yep.
I don't care. You know, I'm not going to go out of my way.
And it works out.
To prove to you something that I learned when, like, I don't even know, 4, 5, I don't know how, like.
What, right, at what age did I learn? I don't know. It kind of seems like the thing I've always known, but maybe not. There had to be a time when someone sat down and broke this down for me.
Here's why, you know.
But you know, I always had a globe in the house growing up, so I didn't question it. I never questioned it. I could always see.
Like, this is how
oh, and this makes sense. Oh, so seasons. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, north and south equator. You know, it's just the, maybe B.O.B. did not have a globe.
And also, I feel like my whole life, I've always assumed that if the earth was flat, there would be a whole lot of missing bitches. Like, we would just, like...
That's still my number one thing, like...
Like, when you get to the edge...
Niggas would be falling off. We would be...
Like, turn upside down and then you walk.
We would have found it. That's the thing. We're everywhere. You don't have any fucking people are on this earth. Nigga, what? What?
What is...
God damn. No, he is not. And I will not... I'm glad GoFundMe stepped in. You know, sometimes they just need to say, stop. Okay, stop the fucking nonsense, because this is ridiculous.
Out of all this shit, I mean, I have seen people go on GoFundMe. Seen people
potato salad
asking for money so they could like hire somebody to take out their baby dad
so they can go on vacation.
Like, I have seen all kinds
on
this website. Never have I ever heard of the company stepping in and saying, y'all, this is so goddamn absurd that we feel like we need to do something.
We're actually going to have to look out for those of you who are giving this man your money, because...
Of all the GoFundMe scams, nigga, how does it feel?
Woo!
The GoFundMe was like...
The one whose idea is just so blatantly...
You are better off saying, give me $1 million because I just want it.
Right. Right.
May I please have some money?
Raising $1 million so I can put out my next album. Honestly. I mean, because that's... Okay, I mean, you're still not gonna get it, but now we understand why you're asking for it.
I feel like it's better that you just say that you wanted it, because if you tell me that you would like somebody to put out music, I would probably say no to you. But if you...
Well, you have to give people a reason. Just because I want some money.
I'm not donating shit I don't believe in. I don't believe the earth is flat. I don't believe in you putting out more music. I'm not. Now, if you nurse, I really need some money. It's here. My gauge isn't big enough or whatever the fuck.
Oh, okay.
Different.
I mean, yeah, I'm broke is a reason. I thought you were saying, like, just, I just would like some money.
I want it. Or I need it, whatever. Like,
oh God, girl, okay.
You are not gonna come back out here after everybody laughed at your ass. Other people that are dizzy. And really think now
I'm actually in tears.
$1 million. $1 million. Not even a couple of bucks to put together a presentation to take to some other white people with actual money so that they can invest. You wanted $1 million from us.
How about $1,000 to send you to space camp or whatever science camp these kids go to where they learn about shit like this? How about something? There has to be something educational, some where they can break it down for you and you can have fun and learn at the same time.
There has to be some sort of like divergent underground cult or something that, and maybe we could have paid for your registration fee or something like that.
Yeah.
For other people like you who are looking for the edge of the earth.
Right. Something.
Like, how about that? While you want to find the curve, help us find the edge. You do that work. Find the edge for me. It's flat. It has to have an edge, right? It has to have some corners or something.
Wouldn't you love to see him debate this live with anybody? But especially, like, somebody who really knew what they was talking about, like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He's not going to do it.
No, of course he's not. But just the optics alone. Like, so we have all these facts. We've got several weather phenomena that you can't explain otherwise. What would you?
Thank you for joining us tonight, this evening. We're here with Neil deGrasse Tyson and rapper B.O.B. Talk about weather. Neil, gonna start off like, okay, before you say anything, I've got about 50 pieces of evidence that we just laid out here on the table before you came out.
Yeah.
And we're just gonna have you review all of it and. If you actually have anything else to say after that, I would be impressed.
I'll be happy to answer your questions, but also, you know, this is double A to double Z, and so there's plenty of exhibits here for you to go through.
As you can see, a lot of this has been pulled from moments
since the beginning of time, really, because the world has always been round. And we've known that the world's long, 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 long time. Where is your mama? What's going on? Like,
what a mess. Let it go, boy. Hang it up. Find something else to do.
Or at the very least.
This is getting ridiculous. More ridiculous.
Stealing.
Right. Because that is, you don't really expect us to believe that you genuinely wanted to raise $1 million for this. You can't really, we're all grown ups here, my nigga. No one believes that.
And had the nerve to say, to launch a couple satellites out there. As if you were just going to.
Where are you going to get this?
That is it for this week.
His dealer needs to be cut off. Turn that off.
At some point,
discontinue that product.
You as a drug dealer, have to look in yourself
and say, what responsibility do I take for this?
Like, what? Where am I moral?
Right.
As a person, because this man is really just.
He's clearly having an adverse reaction to what I'm giving him.
This is just absurd.
We need to switch up your strain, your pill, your syrup combination, something. We have to switch it up. You're just, this one's not working.
You need to flush out.
It can't be weed. That's an embarrassment to marijuana. I don't know what he's on, but it's awful. So
that's it for this week in Hot Tops and the Bottoms Who Hate Them. We're gonna take a break and come back. This episode of The Read is being brought to you by ZipRecruiter. You do not have to worry about finding great talent for your business anymore when you've got them on your team. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. It's incredibly easy. They've got the technology that efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just 24 hours. So if you want to hurry, you need all the help you can get. You can do it. Screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. It's never been easier with ZipRecruiter.
Yep, you can find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Our listeners can post jobs to ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/the read. That's ZipRecruiter.com/the read. One more time, and don't forget, try it out for free. ZipRecruiter.com/the READ. Let them know we sent you, and let's move on.
So we're back. It's
it is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. There's one here about whether you've played Sims 4 yet. I'm waiting for it to come out on the PlayStation.
I am too, actually. I haven't played The Sims in many
years. Yeah, years and years and years.
Maybe the last one I played was The Sims 2.
And I don't think I ever got it, really.
If you think about how many, like, expansion packs and shit we own.
Right, there's a lot of fucking Sims.
The Sims, and then it's The Sims pets, and then they have, like, The Sims grandkids, and then it's The Sims job, The Sims, like, Instagram, and...
Yeah.
Water. I do that for like years. So it's been a long time, I think, since I've played The Sims.
Yeah, and I definitely was not any good at it. I never managed to keep the game going long enough, I guess, to get whatever satisfaction you get out of it.
After a while. But like quickly. I would play The Sims for like a couple hours, maybe the first day I got it, and then I'd probably play it again throughout the week a bit. And then I was just over it. There's not really much. There isn't.
Yeah. Simulator. Right. You're simulating life. Right. So you get up and go do the exact same thing.
I only liked it because I could create people and torture them and kill them.
Oh, wow.
I put them in a room and then you delete the door and then they sit in there starve.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
If there's like a puddle somewhere and you put a light next to it, sometimes they'll turn it on and you like electrocute themselves.
Oh,
and
Lord.
They're swimming and you take the ladder out of the pool, they'll drown. There are a couple ways to kill them.
That's actually awful.
Games, after they die, like, the ghost of death would come and, like, collect them. Or...
What the fuck?
Sometimes they get, like, abducted by aliens, but that's random. It has nothing to do with anything you've done. So, like, The Sims got strange sometimes.
Okay. But, yeah. Like, way... I definitely was not around for that, so...
Just dressing somebody up that looked like you and your crush and then get married and stuff. I didn't care about that. I wanted to torture them.
Okay, well, I would say that was a little dark, but I'm sure a lot of people played the game for that purpose.
One time I made a Sims house. This was... I must have downloaded The Sims 2 on my computer or something like that, because this really wasn't that long ago. I mean, was it? No, you know what? I think it was The Sims 3 on PlayStation. And I made, like, a house with, put Nicki Minaj, Azealia Banks, and, like, four other rap girls in a big house together.
Oh, my God.
And I tried to make him as close to that person.
Oh, my God. So, who died first?
No one died. I didn't kill anyone, and I mean, they don't really like.
Oh, okay. Huh. I definitely thought you could program them and then turn them loose on each other.
If they can kill each other, please let me know. I don't think so. But they definitely would like holler and fuss at each other. If they do it on their own, I would like just do it myself. I'd make them. Okay. I'd make them do petty shit. Like, I would have like, Iggy Azalea like knock some shit out of Nicki Minaj's hand and then watch them argue. I'm not making one of me. Like, I'm not really.
Right. Okay.
I made like a Beyonce one time. She was the queen of the neighborhood, obviously.
Obviously. Right.
Again, after a couple of days, I'm like, this is stupid.
Well, it sounds like even though you thought it was stupid, you also had a lot of fun. A lot of times. Right.
I don't know what, like, I know they have, like, careers now, and you have, like, objectives more now, so.
See, that would make me want to play more. I need to play with a purpose. Like, there needs to be a goal. I need to win.
A job. Like, you have, like,
or go up.
Different types of careers. Maybe you want to be an athlete or a singer or an architect or whatever, like, a bunch of different jobs, and you have to go and, you know.
Okay.
Not like little things that will tell you you need to go and do this and do that. But for the most part, it's.
So, yeah, I was looking for it a couple months ago because I thought, oh, that's a nice boring game that I would like. Yeah. So I'm just waiting on it to come out and then I'll play it and let you know. So, all right. Our first question this week is some dyke drama from Piggy. She said, I really value y'all's opinion, so let me hop into the mess. I'm 20, and my girlfriend of almost a year is 22. Like some regular lesbian shit, we met on Facebook in January of 2016. We met in person for my birthday the following year in February, which would be this past February. So I guess they dated through Facebook for a year. I'm telling you because it took me a minute to figure that out. Yeah, you know, people meet online and I guess just date until they meet each other in person. And then it's like, it starts the, I don't know. Somebody who's done that can explain how it goes. Okay, but she said the trip was kind of rough, and here's why. My girlfriend was Captain Save a Pregnant Girl, and they stayed together. You know how dykes do. Dykes love raising somebody else's kids. And they stayed together and raised the kid, as most lesbians do. But their relationship failed. They still live together because they're raising a wonderful 3-year-old together. And my girlfriend, Brittany, expressed to me that she is and they were polyamorous.
Just.
Yeah, and so... As Piggy pointed out, there are different types of polyamory, and she mentions one type is the three people together in a relationship loving each other, and that is what. So anyway.
Okay, what's the other type?
So here we go. And then there's a V, meaning both partners date separately. The ex, who is Alex, the ex's name is Alex. Alex dates a girl, and then Brittany dates me, but their relationship is strictly co-parenting. Although initially, me, Brittany, and Alex were supposed to be in a threesome sort of thing, but that flopped.
This has got a lot of layers.
I told you. I'm very confident that Brittany's being honest with me about them, so that's not the problem. But I do always feel like I come second to Alex, the baby mama. The trip to New York for my birthday was a huge mess because they both came and fought and bickered the whole time. I wasn't allowed to meet the child they both parent because, according to Alex, I'm a random. Oh. Although we have all talked on the phone for hours and we're all going to date initially. I've caught Alex saying multiple shady things about me on Twitter. She physically fights Brittany and has emotionally abused her in many ways. I've confronted her about these issues via text because most of the drama happened after the trip, and she deflected everything and just accused me of being annoying. Also, when she went to see her girlfriend during the New York trip, she came back acting very shady and disrespectful to Brittany and pulled the "this is my child" card. Not sure what that means, but I guess like if there's a parenting argument, this is my child, so it don't really matter what you say. Probably something like that. And again, on a solo trip that she took to see a different girlfriend, she basically withheld her, quote unquote, her child from Britney. So telling Britney to leave isn't that easy, because anytime they disagree, Alex threatens to take away the baby. So I'm basically stuck. I know we could all coexist without all the extra. She's 20. So basically, I'm confused on whether or not this is a situation where we can all come up and build together, because we have all discussed being a big, happy poly family with the kids in a house. Or am I just being too much of a dyke to see the red flags and accept that no matter how much I love her, the toxicity of their relationship will always trickle over to our new one? Yeah. There's just so much here with the polyamory and the baby and the whole thing about y'all were initially going to be together and then it ended up being not the three of you together and the Facebook.
It sounds like she is dating the girl that she's in love with and she has the comfort of having a backup girlfriend.
Ooh. Definitely. Damn.
Me, because y'all, they had this trip and she was fussing with her the whole last time and like,
yeah,
shady things to you. She doesn't want to come, like,
right. If they really had a strictly co-parenting relationship, then Alex wouldn't sound quite so pressed over the fact that you exist and that like y'all were there. Right. She sounds upset and right. I mean, and so, right. She has these other girlfriends, but she's still worried about, I guess, what Britney is doing. Meanwhile, Britney has been here since this girl was pregnant. So, of course, you're very attached to this child. This is like your baby. You're not just going to leave. Right. I mean, right. So you've had 3 years to get attached to this little nigga. It's kind of hard to just walk away from something like that. So I think the thing is that Britney and Alex have a really complicated relationship, and you don't have to. You don't have to be a part of this. Britney has too much going on to make her dateable right now as far as her relationship with her baby mama is concerned. And so she needs to work through her shit. She's got to figure that out. But you shouldn't have to put up with the drama that those two are going through. Like, girl, look at, that's a lot, sis. This email, not even that long. You packed a lot into this. Like, this is too much stress for 20 years old. Mm-mm.
But then again, keep in mind that you're 20. And so, like, this is, like, prime 20-year-old shit. Like, this is so...
Yeah, no, don't feel bad.
Relationship, dumb drama.
Yeah, no, you've been doing this for a year.
But, yeah, like, that is super complicated. And the fact that they have this child together, that I'm sure is adorable, which don't make it no motherfucking...
Right.
Not, you know, like, ugly kids are lovable, too.
Yeah, but cute kids, you just, like, want to be around more. Oh, sorry, not supposed to say that out loud. It's just true.
Ugly kids don't exist. There's no such thing.
That's, you know what? What a Christian answer. That's right. There are really no ugly babies.
That's not even a real thing.
No, it isn't. You're right. So, but anyway, though.
Yeah, so you should just, you know, I think that you're going to have to go ahead and do your own thing here. I mean, if you want, you can express these things to Bae and let her know, look, I don't think this is going to work out. I'm feeling like this situation with you and
Miss. Ooh, yeah.
A little too deep, a little too comfortable. I'm feeling something.
That's just a lot.
Frankly, the bitch don't like me.
Right.
I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, so that's no fun. So I'm thinking about, you know, hopping in my hoop and and beating the street, girl. So just wanted to
see
what happens, because there's
a lot more dykes on Facebook.
If it was just this girl's ex or whatever, and polyamory and whatever, then I could see more reason for her to be like, look, I'm gonna leave Alex alone and I'm just gonna focus on you, because it doesn't even sound like they're very good for each other or have a plan.
Right.
But that child, she ain't going nowhere. She's been with the child since the child was born.
Right. Was born. So, right. Right. She was there for the pregnancy. She was probably there for the birth.
You know what I'm saying?
So.
Taking turns breastfeeding.
you are so stupid.
But it's not not, you know, so you can two-step your motherfucking ass up out of there and find somebody else to drive you crazy, but
yeah,
intentionally you're stuck. Girl, stuck where?
You're free. Stuck in your feelings,
right?
But you can be free to those. All you gotta do is take a look at the bigger picture, sis. This is more drama than it's worth.
If it helps, I'm sure the next lesbian you find will love you just as much. Only 2 days in.
Oughtn't take long.
And you'll feel the same.
Yeah. So jump back out there. Yeah. Count this as a lesson learned and move on with your life. Our next question comes from Winner. This is also some mess. She wants to know whether she's justified with fucking her homegirl's ex. So here's the story. I have a homegirl. We've been friends since fourth grade, and we are both a few months from 30. When we were 15, she had her first child, and everything was fine as it can be for a 16-year-old with a baby, you know, obviously. For whatever reason, we didn't see each other as much as we used to, but we didn't fully lose touch. One day, I contacted her on MySpace and told her that I missed her and wanted to see her and the baby. So she came over to the house. Oh, yeah, this is... She said they almost 30, so yeah. They was probably in the middle of the top eight and all that. But yeah, so she come over with the baby and told me the tea about how the baby's father is in juvie and she and the baby are living with his mother. My friend lost her mother at a young age and her daddy wasn't shit and was always kicking her out of the house. She told me then that she was kind of seeing this new guy, and when she said the new guy's name, I paused because I knew him. He has one of those really unique names that, you know, can't only but a handful of niggas on the East Coast have. When I asked her, she wrote, she's very real. Winter is very real. Is this winter like Santiago? Oh my God, now I get it. When I asked her, does he live at insert address here? She was like, yeah, and that's where I knew shit was about to be fucked up, because I knew him and kind of liked him, and he was always trying to fuck me. As a matter of fact, he tried to get me drunk at a party once just so I would loosen up, but I was too smart for that and left the party before I turned into an after-school special. Lord. I told her all that, but she wasn't swayed to leave him alone. I thought it was really funny how he was attracted to her, because everyone would say how me and my friend looked so similar. I could tell he definitely had a type. Some months passed, and now here comes my 18-year-old friend pregnant for the second time. I didn't even have to ask her who the father was, because I knew from the way she was telling me who the baby daddy was, and it was not her first baby father. She then proceeded to tell me how her first baby father would come home on the weekends from his juvie program and said she was going to have sex with him that weekend to pass the pregnancy off on him since she was still living at his mama's house. I told her that was a bad idea. And since she was so early in the pregnancy, she probably should just have an abortion, but she wasn't budging. She had that baby and made the first baby daddy think that was his kid. Since then, she's been off and on with the first baby daddy. She's had two more children with a passing the time boyfriend that she had when they were on one of their off times. The nigga still takes her back, and I'm not mad at that. He takes care of all the kids as his own. When I asked her if he knows that the second child is not his, she danced around it, leading me to believe that she has still kept up to this lie. Now on to my fucked up ass. This is everything. Her second child's real father has been pushing up on me heavy, and it's getting harder for me to ignore it because, like I said, I always had a little thing for him. I do not want a relationship with him. I simply want to fuck. I'm curious about the dick. As I type this, I'm starting to feel disgusted in myself for wanting to have sex with a nigga who fucked my friend, but whatever. He did know me first, and I had not tried to have some damn morals. Had I not had some morals, I probably would have fucked him before she got a hold on him. So many years have passed by that I don't consider the situation to be community dick, but it's still kind of icky. I told my friend about him pushing up on me, not about my feelings, and she laughed and said she was so over him and she don't care what I do with him. I told her that she needs to come clean about who the baby's real father is, because at the end of the day, the child will lose out. She kind of laughed and told me that was never going to happen. I need to just leave it alone. I asked old boy if he had any children. I slickly asked old boy if he had any children, and he laughed and said, maybe, but you already know about that. He then proceeded to tell me that he knew of the situation with my friend for years, and he's tried to get a DNA test, but every time my friend would back out of it, so he just let it go. Oh my God. I was shocked that my friend never told me that, but I guess if she wants to keep up her lies, she best not get a DNA test. It's not like she still lives with her first baby father's mother. She has her own place by now. He told me that he hasn't talked to her in a few years. And truth be told, she and I only catch up maybe twice a year now via text. We're not as close as we used to be. Would I still be wrong if I had sex with him? I told you that was what the question was. I'm not looking for a relationship, just some dick. I know dick is plentiful, but this specific dick has been on my mind since I was 16. Also, would I be wrong to press on to him some legal ways he can get a DNA test done, or should I just mind my business so it doesn't blow up in my face?
Oh, girl, with all this goddamn thinking.
Signed, a bitch who will probably be disappointed in the dick anyway. Now, see,
ain't that the goddamn...
There you go. There you go, bitch.
The real kicker and the problem.
That is. You've been hyping this dick up in your head for 15 years, girl. He probably not gonna live up to what you want.
Or maybe it'll be amazing.
And then you gonna open the door to a whole nother trip into fuckery, girl.
I say do it. Because according to you, she said she don't care.
Right.
So, otherwise, I would say don't do it. I couldn't see myself going and fucking somebody that I know had a thing with my friend.
Yeah. It just seems gross, right? Whether she claims him as the father or not.
I would. Ugh. I don't know that I could do that, me personally.
Yeah, no, that's. No.
But if you want to and she claims she does not care, then I don't understand why you haven't done this.
Yeah, you're not in the wrong for it. I think you just know that this is a bad idea.
Yeah, you have to know
that this is... Right, what if you end up pregnant? I hope you up on your birth control and all that, because the last thing you want to be is the sister baby mama to this whole situation.
But you know what would be a real gag? If you did get pregnant, bitch.
Ooh, don't do this.
And then, like, the two of y'all start kicking it. And when, like, her baby got a party, you take your baby to the party.
Oh, my God. And what, they look just alike?
Oh, my God. Our kids look so similar.
Don't they, girl?
Oh, it's so cute because people always send me, you look alike. It's lit. Because I always...
That is lit.
Just the three of y'all gonna know. Right. Her nigga gonna be sitting there looking like that baby do look like. She's gonna want to kill you. Her name is Winter.
Winter, yeah.
Winter, could you help me snap these peas real quick?
She's gonna slap the shit out of you.
I'm just saying, like, it ended up, you know, pregnant.
But have an exit plan, right? Have an exit plan for in case the dick is good, because you don't want to go into a situation like that unprepared. You don't want to.
Remind you that many people of many strengths have said that they're just in it for the dick, and then they end up riding.
Oh, girl. Yes.
Should I break up with
He steals out my wallet.
He sees my car, he punches my mom and her titty, and he talks about
it. Oh, man.
Oh, but I love him.
What do I do, y'all? I'm just so conflicted.
I'm letting you know, dick, especially dick, that you know you shouldn't be on top of.
Okay.
It often leads people to dark places, so just, you know, batten down the hatches. Embrace yourself.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Send your questions to ask3@gmail.com, and we'll be back.
Support for today's episode comes from Me Undies, some of the most comfortable drawers that I've ever had. Pleasure of touching this ass. Putting on good underwear in the morning helps you feel confident, powerful, sexy, and ready to conquer the world as you should. And hopefully you do put on good underwear.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Every single time you wash that ass.
Well made from a sustainably sourced, naturally soft fabric that is 3 times softer than cotton, or Me Undies will be the most comfortable pair of drawers you will own. I'm telling you, I've worn them. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. They're super breathable, eco-friendly, and come in tons of different colors and styles, designs, including boy shorts, bikinis, and thongs. Mm. Anybody who wears them.
That's right. No gender discrimination.
Me Undies has a diamond-seamed pouch, cradles for men who want to give their jewels and other things for good and plenty. Support without feeling too tight and restricting your breathing.
It's important. You need that balance.
There's something for every mood and every occasion, so you can always start your day strong and 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't love your first pair of drawers, you will get a full refund. This is a no-brainer, 20% off. Free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Just get the damn drawers.
That's right, guys. Go to MeUndies.com/3 to get 20% off, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee on the best, softest underwear you will ever own. That's MeUndies.com/TheRead. This is a limited time offer for you to start wearing the best underwear of your life. It does feel just amazing all over your parts. So again, check them out at MeUndies.com/TheRead right now, and let's keep going.
Going to a traditional therapist is not for everyone. Sometimes you need to get help at your own pace and your own time. And with our sponsors over at Talkspace, you can do just that. They are an online therapy company that makes it easy to connect with an experienced and licensed therapist handpicked just for you for a fraction of the cost of traditional therapy. With Talkspace, you can text, audio, and video message your therapist as much as you want. And Lord knows these days, that's plenty.
Stress levels are high.
All Talkspace therapists are experienced, licensed, and background checked, and go through a rigorous screening process in addition to thousands of hours of supervised professional training, so you're not talking to a bunch of weird randos. Join the over 500,000 users who have experienced the relief of being able to talk to a therapist at their own discretion and on their own.
Yes, on their own time, whenever your schedule fits. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/TheRead. And to enjoy a special offer just for our listeners, use coupon code TheRead to get $30 off your first month. That's code TheRead and Talkspace.com/TheRead, or download their app. It's dope. Talkspace, therapy for how we live today. Now, let's wrap up the show.
Okay, so we're back.
It is.
So, I don't really have, like, a major one. I just wanted to say to, let's see, what is...
Yeah, I just have a couple of fuck yous, really. Which I guess is all the read really is.
So, fuck you to Joanne Wickenden, a former flight attendant on British Airways, who thought it would be cute and funny and super... Well, they don't say rad. Whatever. She just thought it was cute to get her dumb ass on Snapchat and I guess rant about her work day or what to expect. She was working a flight to Nigeria.
Oh god,
and said something about, you know, I'm going to Nigeria, so they're gonna be bare BBCs, big black cocks.
Oh wow, really, bitch?
On the plane. She made a BBC joke again. It was no.
Wow. Garbage.
And then also, you know, did some weird fake Nigerian accent. Talks about they're going to be asking for fucking upgrades.
Oh, my God.
They're going to, you know, ask for beef and we don't have beef and da-da-da-da and all this shit. So her co-workers saw it, reported her ass. She no longer works for Richard.
Amen.
I just wanted to remind you that... fetishizing us isn't cute. It's not funny. I just wanted to say, Joanne, that you don't have a career in comedy. Mm. We already have a Joanne. And we're good with the one that we've got. Two, in fact.
She's funnier than you. Scammer.
She's certainly funnier than you. Been around longer than you. Done it better than you. Your job as a flight attendant is to attend to people on the fucking flight. If somebody on your flight wants beef, you either have to
right.
or fucking don't. Like, but they paid money more than likely to be on that flight, and so they have the right to ask for what the fuck they want to get. So if I want beef and that's one of my options, you have to go bring me some motherfucking beef, or are you gonna tell me that you don't have any and shut your ass and keep it moving? That, like, what?
Right. What?
So good luck in whatever line it is you're sailing in now, and hopefully from this you learn to shut your ass the motherfuck up on social media and not to mock people. You're not funny. You're not cute. Your life is a waste.
White girls. You're a fucking flight attendant, sis. Like, I'm a little confused about the attitude here.
People have...
It's literally your job to serve people in the air. Like, I don't get... Alright.
Clearly you hate the job, or you just not having a great...
You just hate niggas.
So now you don't...
So now you don't have to worry about that no more. You can stay home where everybody is white.
Right. I mean, I was just gonna, you know, pitch on over to you. What are you
going
to
Well,
I mean, I feel like I could probably.
Well, I'm just really, honestly, really fed up with white people's president this week.
I mean, I hate him. I hate him a lot. I hate him
in like a lot of different ways. It's like. So the whole thing with Puerto Rico and Hurricane Irma and Maria and everybody who done dragged their asses all over the Caribbean over the past couple of weeks, and Harvey and Texas, like, it's all this shit going on. And then Donald Trump's, I just, every day I can't believe that this white man is president. And every day I'm just like, where is Robert Mueller? Like, what is taking us so long? Like, let's hurry up. I cannot continue to do this with this nigga in office. Like you're acting. So first of all, I mean, they're people, period. They're human fucking beings, and they're right there. So it would just only make sense that the United States would be helping these people who have been so devastated. But even if you are that pressed over nationality, they are still fucking Americans. They got that same blue passport that we all got. I don't understand how y'all don't know this. And I don't, so for him to be literally talking about denying food and water and access to gasoline to people, but American citizens at that, literally because they are brown and on an island, it's just like, I can't deal with none of it. Every time I look at a news fact or statistic or see how much of the island doesn't have electricity or fucking water, and people are starting to get desperate and break into each other's houses. And
this time last year,
oh my God,
when I went to Puerto Rico for the first time ever in my life and they didn't have no fucking power.
Yes, and you were so annoyed. Yes.
This is like, I think, just a year ago.
Yeah. So, and I just went to Vieques I feel like I was just there, so I think a little bit more about it than I would have had I never been. But you don't have to have ever gone to Puerto Rico to give a fuck about what happened to the people there. I mean, and as the president of the United States, it's kind of your fucking job to care about citizens. Like, nigga, really? You talking about, I'm not thinking about, you know, doing a temporary waiver of the Jones Act because people who work in shipping don't want it and da 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 da. Are we? So I know that you care more about money than people's lives, but you're like not supposed to say it out loud like that. Like, in times of mass crisis like this, it should be to hell with all the rest. And let's make sure people have the fucking basics. We're talking about people in Puerto Rico going months without electricity. And it's not even just the Puerto Rico. It's the Virgin Islands, too. It's all over the Caribbean. Like, it's, but you just don't care because those people don't look like you. And you're more worried about what you and your rich ass friends can go over there and make money off of versus helping the people who already were struggling and didn't have enough, people you have denied statehood to, because then you would have to really start giving a fuck about them and paying attention to them, because then they would have representation in the federal government.
Are we shocked? Flint's
stealing our water. So I just, and they are right there. They're right there. And it's just, I know nobody cares about us, but goddamn, for the federal government to be failing the people of Puerto Rico like this, it blows my mind. It really does. It's sad.
Genuinely don't care.
No, they don't.
Blatantly, out loud.
Straight up, do not give a fuck.
With it. Nobody gives a fuck on this side, sis. Because the president is so open and honest with it and so blatant with it. And so
my God. So stupid. It's so stupid. Like, why are we not opening whatever ports we can to get supplies to these people? Why is it that rich ass celebrities have to say, hey, I have a private plane and I will take, you know, cancer patients from Puerto Rico over to the mainland so they can get fucking medical treatment? What the fuck?
Celebrities who are spoiled and selfish.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
America made them millionaires or whatever, and now they want rights and they want black people to live.
Right. Excuse you. We allowed you to work for your money and you're not grateful enough. Bitch, fuck you. Not a single person that you say that about. White people tried to say that about Stevie Wonder when he took a knee, a global citizen. Right. And let me tell you uneducated ass crackers one motherfucking thing. If it's a nigga in America that don't owe you nothing, it's Stevie Wonder. Bitch, are you crazy? Are you out of your fucking mind? The disrespect. Like, I'm actually taken aback. These hoes, they've lost it. Stevie
fucking Wonder.
Bitch, Stevie Wonder. Bitch. songs in the key of my life, your life, his life, your mama's life. Are you out of your fucking mind? Yeah, no, you are. No, you're actually crazy.
Oh, that is really
no, you're actually crazy. Yeah. No, that's actually what it is. No, 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 because...
What's wrong with people, bro?
No, I know we're not talking about the same Stevie Wonder. Like, we just cannot be talking about a blind black boy who... We just can't be doing that. Like, and America will really be like, but did we kill you, though? Did we actually kill you, though?
But,
I mean, okay, racism. Okay, oppression. Okay, I guess shit was hard because you couldn't see or whatever. He don't, that man don't owe you nothing, especially not some kind of fake gratitude or fake patriotism to a flag or an anthem that represents a country that blatantly don't give a fuck about
that
us.
That is my thing, Chris.
Y'all don't give a fuck about us. Of course, y'all stand for the anthem. Look what America does for you.
It's like, well, you know, it's not patriotic, and it's disrespect to the flag. And I'm like, okay.
Yes, it's not patriotic because I'm not patriotic.
It is, thank you.
Because fuck y'all.
This man, by this man I mean Kaepernick, started this whole thing as a way to raise awareness. There wasn't plenty of other ways for you to be aware. But he figured,
woo,
I have a platform, I got some money, I got a whole bunch of white people looking my motherfucking ass every
single day. Yep.
I'm going to use that as a way to mention some injustices and some real wild uncivil shit that's happening in this country. That's great, but doesn't have, that has some not so fucking great, in fact, I don't even know, that has some shit.
Right.
Okay. It can still be a great place that needs some tuning up. You know, and that's what that's what this is all about. And it turns into, you're saying, fuck the flag, and people died for X, Y, and Z, and real veterans are coming out the shadows like, well, actually,
that's not.
He fought, and loads of my homies and them died because he can't.
Yeah, we actually fought for his right to
Shut
do that.
Up. We're talking. Be quiet. You, nigger, get your ass up, son of a bitch. Like, how does it...
Right.
How can you expect for me... or any other black person with our experience as black people in this country to be patriotic to your standards or however you like.
Right.
What?
And that's not even just historically. Like, how can you look at the way black people have been treated this year and expect us to give a fuck?
Just this year.
Just now, girl. Just this week.
I don't understand it. Like, I don't fucking get it. You should be thankful that Colin Kaepernick and other NFL players didn't whip their dicks out and piss.
Say that.
On the fucking field when they hear that goddamn song. What was the football player's name that was doing them leg lifts and shit?
I don't know. I just... No, I mean, I do, but I forgot his name as soon as you asked
well,
me.
Well, whatever your name is, nigga, shout the fuck out to you. You're a personal black excellence.
Gordy told me he's a fuck nigga. I know.
Well, in that moment, you were great to me and excellent.
Yes.
That is the type of shit that I would
have done. Disrespect.
I would have been out there doing
stretching.
Breathing, downward dog. Bitch, I'm pissing all y'all motherfuckers off. Are you kidding me? I'm supposed to give a fuck about your little raggedy ass, your cloth flag, and your raggedy ass, racist ass song, and then like. But you and this country that I'm singing about, clearly, blatantly, don't give a fuck about me. Like,
right.
That's like if I'm like in a relationship with somebody that is abusing me in every form, like physically, mentally,
right,
emotionally, stealing,
right,
coming out in the house every day saying pussy ass bitch.
Oh, like, God.
And still expects for me to like kiss him on the forehead and say I love you so much every night before bed.
Right.
So I'm like, no, nigga.
That's an abusive relationship, right?
Trying to get the fuck out. Why would I still be honoring you and lifting you up and doing all of this when every chance you get you piss on me, you beat my ass,
and then tell me that it's love? And then expect me to be grateful for the treatment.
I'm lost.
And then expect million. The argument against these people is those black guys have millions and I would kill to play in the NFL and I would kill to have that kind of salary. Okay, and they're dying for it. Like, they really are.
Yeah.
They're dying. That CTE shit.
That's the sport.
That's not, CTE is nothing to fuck around with, and you can't even get diagnosed with it until after you die. And so it came out the other day that Aaron Hernandez had like a severe case in both hemispheres or whatever of CTE. And I'm like, oh, fucking course he did. Look at how he snapped. Like, nothing about that surprises me. But, right. So first of all, you're not supposed to talk about that. It's supposed to be. And Donald Trump's ignorant ass even alluded to, they call all these penalties now and they can't even play right and all this. Like, Niggas are literally dying, though. Like, they're dying. Shut your bitch ass up. Shut up, nigga. Shut the fuck up, Donald Trump. So, all that, you know, the whole CTE thing, but it's like, they really feel like we allowed your black ass to work hard, be exceptional in the first fucking place, like, just have an athletic ability that most people don't have. You sacrifice your fucking body and most times your brain to this sport. You give up time with your family, kids. You deal with crazy ass people making comments online or in the stands or what the fuck ever else. And we supposed to be grateful for the opportunity to have made money in the first place. Like, that's something they reserve for black people. And if you dare say, okay, well, yeah, I have a lot of money and I've done really well and my life is better than yours and y'all still need to stop fucking killing us, then it's,
what does that have to,
well, what the fuck else do you want? And it's like, well, bitch, I'm not allowed to want to live. I'm not allowed to want to fucking live.
Like, fucking God. Bro, seriously?
Seriously, bro?
Yeah, you just play the fucking game?
That's really how they feel.
Be like black people have been allowed to make this money and get rich in these avenues because it's entertainment. You've never had a problem with
it. And because ultimately we're making money for a much richer white man. Every single time. So it's not like, woo, white people so full of shit.
And that's the thing, it's like, I don't understand how you are saying these things and they're coming out your mouth like, you don't believe them. You can't believe it.
Right.
Because I know that you have to understand, even if you don't care about the black experience, clearly don't know anything about the black experience, you can't say a lot of these things, most of these things, and genuinely believe that they make sense. They're illogical. It doesn't. Why these people are kneeling? You know why Colin Kaepernick was kneeling. You know that the NFL is basically turning their back on his ass, and why? You know exactly what's going on.
Right?
Why are we making excuses? Just to be like, we ain't shit. Oh well, what you gonna do about it? Come and fight us. Like, I would just rather do that, even though I can't fight you.
Right.
I'd rather it be that than it be like, oh well, this is about this and this is it, and trying to always change it and make us out to be villains and like just ungrateful, selfish monsters. Like, bitch, you know what time it is. You know what's going on.
Right.
What are you lying to people for?
White people are not just out here ignorant just because. Like, I could maybe understand that before, and that's a strong maybe, but that was before smartphones and social media and all of this shit being on the news nonstop. Right. At this point, if you are denying police brutality against black people, it's because you want to. You are remaining willfully ignorant. You are deliberately only getting your news from Fox and Facebook, or you are purposely not seeing the issue. Like, you have to be. You don't... It's no way you just accidentally are still racist. No, it's not. That's not the fucking case in 2017.
I just know that white racists don't have a leg to stand on. They don't have sensible arguments when it comes to these things.
They really don't.
What they do have is plenty of privilege as white Americans, and they're not willing to give that up. So we gonna think of the first fucking thing that we can, and that's gonna be it. And unless you can whoop our ass or something. They're not gonna let you, then I really don't. I mean, it don't make
sense. Oh, man.
You know, so you can't, like, I guess they feel like they can't just blatantly say, we don't give a fuck. So they don't say it, they show it. You know, it's like your actions and the things that you choose to say show. Like Donald Trump, he has not said, I don't give a fuck about niggas. I don't give a fuck about Puerto Rico. I don't give a fuck about anybody that is not white and straight and male. Mm-hmm. Like,
although he's come pretty close to saying those exact things.
That's what I'm saying. He might as well.
He comes closer than the rest of them to actually just saying
it. Because he's dumb.
Right. That's the only reason. But his actions back it up. He doesn't have to say it when his actions speak that very loudly.
When I saw him say whatever about, you know, Stephen Curry.
Oh God, telling Steph the invite was rescinded. I never heard nothing funnier in my whole life.
Bitch.
What? Shout out to LeBron James in the best tweet of 2017.
Riley decided that they weren't going.
It's a wrap.
Nobody wants to come. Like, no, people don't like you.
Okay. Aisha don't want to go. Riley don't want to go. Ryan don't want to go. And I don't want to go.
I saw the best thread about this the other day, and I really should start retweeting these things. But, like, it was essentially that about what... That's what the whole thing was about. Like, Donald Trump is president and wanted to be president for the power. I'm convinced that every night...
I don't think he thought he was going to win.
After all... Like, he probably didn't. He was like, I'm still going to be rich, so...
We'll find out when all the Russia stuff comes out. Come on, Bob Mueller, where you at?
I know every night he takes, you know, some tweezers and strokes that little thimble-sized dick.
Tweezers, Jesus.
I'm president. Like, he just, like, feeds off.
Oh, gross.
The responsibility, I don't think, that ever really came to his mind. Mm-hmm. But like you just said, he probably never really thought that he would win until, like, halfway through, where he was like, oh, my God, these motherfuckers really are this dumb. So, you know,
like, Trump's not going to stress himself out because he's not going to take this seriously.
But what it was about was that the fact that he's like, this is so egocentric for him. And he wants, you know, that power and, like, adoration and worship, basically, from people. But you're a shit person.
Right.
People don't like
you. Right.
So now he's in this seat where he wants all of this, you know, he wants people to, like, look up to him as this powerful figure. He wants all of this huge following from everyone. He wants, you know, cooperation and shit for all of the bullshit that comes out of his mouth. But every second, everywhere he turns, he's dealing with people who are like, you ain't shit.
Right.
You don't like
you're garbage. Not a fan.
Get the fuck up out of here. So, boo, bitch. And that, it's seething. The fact that you have spent days, countless tweets, talking about the fucking
athletes.
NFL. The fucking NFL.
When Puerto Rico is like...
Puerto Rico right now is like, we have nothing. We've got...
Can we get some water? Can we get some fucking water? Our babies are dehydrated and dying.
And you're talking to us about sports, my nigga.
Oh, my God.
They don't fuck with you. And they don't... all right.
It's mind-blowing. That's literally why.
It's so mind-blowing that every day I have to get up as an adult male in 2017 and be like, this is the country I'm...
Right. Right. The IRS really got the nerve to be talking to me about some money when this is who is running the show.
This is where it's going.
That don't make no damn sense. This is a fucking clown.
I can't.
It's How? Just, it's really bad. It is.
At some point, even even you evil...
Free us, Lord.
Weird Cyrus Bean-ass motherfuckers down there. You know, like, somebody is gonna have to come together and be like, all right, what are we doing? Like, let's... Like, if we gonna be... If we ain't gonna be shit, let's at least not be shit with a game.
Right. Something. Get him the fuck out of here, man. This is just... You are really more worried about NFL players kneeling, talking to, calling them sons of bitches at rallies, which why are you still, you were just inaugurated in January. Why are you constantly on tour? And it's like you said, he hears all the time how much everybody hates him. So he has to go to his little pockets of hell and hate so that his supporters can remind him how much they love him.
He fuels him. It's probably the only thing keeping him going.
Why else would he be at a rally in fucking Alabama?
For what?
And why else would you bring up something about NFL players like Colin Kaepernick, who has not knelt all season because the nigga cannot get signed and is not on the team? But for you to even bring it up anyway, clearly, blatantly talking about Colin, tossing out this race thing, it was so obviously meant for the base. And then in all these interviews afterwards, he's talking about, yeah, people really picked up on that. They really ran with it. They like it. That one is really popular. Yeah, racism has always been popular with the people who like you. That's why they voted for you. You can't be that dumb. Like, you cannot be that just lacking of self-awareness. That cannot be the case.
And there ain't gonna be enough buck tooth gap mouth ass.
I can't.
Black niggas with these greasy ass perms to stand behind your ass at these fucking rallies to make a goddamn difference. They keep hiring these bases to stand behind.
Not these bases.
Behind Donald Trump and his little raggedy ass things. Like, girl, this pop of color, if you don't shoo-shoo.
He pissed off them white men, some of the white men who own these teams, by trying to tell them what to do. But, you know, now it's turned into a hashtag and it's been all they honestly gentrified Colin's protest and turned it into, well, We are protesting Donald Trump calling us sons of bitches. And also, we are protesting, how dare you tell me, a rich white man, what to do with my niggas. These are my niggas. I bought all 56 of them niggas. And I will pay them what I want. Okay? Worry about your niggas.
Worry about your niggas.
I got my own roster of niggas. And I love them niggas like sons. And you know they did. You know they did. I love every last one of them boys like sons. They, every last one of them like my own sons. You're not going to tell me what to do with my niggas. Them is mine. So they come out and kneel before the anthem to make sure Donald Trump understands it's a fuck you to him. And then they stand up so that none of the white nationalists are pissed off over the real reason that the kneeling was happening in the first fucking place, which is to protest the way this country treats us. And we could have solved this a long time ago if everybody would just come to the agreement that Black lives matter. And that Black people are worth protecting. And that when the state executes Black people in the fucking street for no reason, they should be held accountable for that. If we could all just come to that one really simple, basic conclusion, Colin Kaepernick wouldn't have had a reason to kneel. But y'all can't be bothered enough to give a fuck about us, so we have to keep doing this. That's the reason all these protests keep going on, because y'all won't treat us no better. It's like, you could end this right now if you would just do right by us.
I don't even really think that white people understand that. It's like you said last week, I feel like they mad because we were never supposed to get this far.
Yeah, no, we was never supposed to shine like this.
Really trying to, like, you know, like the planet is really big. Like he's trying to just come and seize America. He's literally just want to live.
Even though they probably should.
Even
shit.
Though.
Fuck.
But I mean, girl, there are all kinds of places out here for somebody to go if they actually know.
True.
To. But I pay my whole ass American taxes for where my stuff is.
Huh, okay.
My family is there.
And until I gotta go, I'll be right here. Okay.
So I'm gonna do what the fuck I wanna do. And you. Like, no one is going to stop.
Right.
Protest.
We're not gonna stop until y'all do better. Do you understand that? We're not just going to be like, oh, never mind, equal rights, not important.
You know what? We're just so tired of trying. So, you know what? Have at it. Racism for all of us. I get a double. Like,
yeah. Fuck it, you guys. Fuck it. No. It's fine. Fuck it. You got it. I mean, yeah, it's better this way anyway. That's not happening.
God willing, we make it to an era where, you know, racism dies. Not that
I just want to make it to an era where Donald Trump is not president. I just want to live to see that day.
I mean, you know how much time we have to wait, but we're hoping that it can.
Kim Jong-un said, friendly reminder that my missiles can make it over there on both coasts.
Let's just talk about that.
So what's up, girls? Your mans doesn't know what he's talking about.
Honey Schmidt said, girl.
May I have America's attention? America.
So I just wanted to remind y'all that, you know, it's literally lit over here. That fat bitch to this fat bitch. I want one of y'all hoes to say something.
Like, woo.
I'm so tired, my nigga. Like, I would look. When someone tells you who they are, believe.
That's right.
Believe Kim.
I do too. Kim has shown me over and over and over that he's about this.
Every second, Japan is like, girl, come. Please. So.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good look for us if Kim Jong-un decides.
At least he understands that we hate him too. Way more than him. Way more.
Like. I mean, I'm sure mass destruction is really what you would love, but like, if you could just not. But I mean, this is someone who will kill his own people. So what the fuck do he care about us? So, and actually said, your man's doesn't know what he's lacking basic common knowledge. And that's why I'm perceiving this as a threat. And so please don't make me nug up on you niggas. Like, I feel like that's what he's like. Don't make me get on FaceTime again about this. Like, I'm trying not to start World War III. There's just every day a stress of, I don't know if it's living in New York or in America, but just like, if somebody wants to take us out,
hey, sir.
We're right. I mean, right in Manhattan.
It's starting right here. All his stuff is.
That's true. If somebody's like, let me just take... Oh, never mind. Probably shouldn't say that. I feel like the Secret Service will call me if I do that. So, never mind. Anyway. Either way. Yeah. So, fuck Donald Trump.
And I mean, all I did was be born. You know, I just
I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this stress. Oh, help me, Lord. I can't.
Well, I guess that's...
Yeah, I'm done. I was going to cuss him out for the Puerto Rico thing and the NFL thing, so I'm done. That wraps up this week's episode. Check us out at thisistheread.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at This Is The Read. Thank you very much to Shondaland for your write-up about the show. We appreciate that. Congratulations on the launch. Kid Fury, you have any news this week?
Yes, I do. First of all, we will be in Atlanta, Georgia this Saturday. Make sure that you come out to that. If you got your tickets, hopefully the show is sold out. So we'll see you there. Also, there is a pop-up shop happening that very same.
Yes.
Hosted by Asante. And we're going to pop up at the pop-up shop at some point during the day. So if you'd like... some fun merch or something like that.
Come hang out with Asante's bird ass.
Flyer is on our Instagram page. This is the read. Also, announced today, Trilloween 5.
Woo-hoo!
Trilloween 5 is coming to New York City and to D.C. Friday, October 27th, we will start right here in the city. Saturday, October 28th, we will be in D.C. I cannot wait.
It's going to be a good time.
I'm pretty sure. I've definitely got one of my costumes, which I think people will probably end up seeing soon. And kind of know what I'm going to do for the other one.
Yeah, I settled on an idea today. I just need to figure out which iteration of this person I'm going to be. But then the other one, I don't know. Do you? What? Guess. Nope. No, it isn't. It's somebody from... I won't tell you. That'll give away some of the fun of it. But anyway. So I'm actually putting thought into my costumes for the first time this year. Yeah, I'm going to get into it for real. So I'm very excited. So come out to Trilloween here in the city and in D.C.
Yes, tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Trilloween.com. That's Trilloween.com. Come, of course, you do not have to wear a costume, but it is a Halloween.
It's just
costume,
fun.
So fun.
You won't be the only one in a costume. Definitely won't. You can feel free to go as full geek or weirdo as you want to, because somebody will outdo you. So yeah, just come out and have a good time.
And
that it? Do we have an acronym this week?
Is...
Oh, and thank you, Estelle, for these signed posters. Oh my God, this most treasured gift. So thank you, Estelle.
And to everyone over at Steven Universe, Rebecca Sugar, and everybody.
Rebecca Sugar signed my fucking poster and wrote my name. So yes, thank you. You are the best for this forever. I'm actually getting this framed. I'm not even bullshitting. So. Yeah, probably over the bed so it can, like a dream catcher. Yeah.
FTCOTA.
Okay, that's a lot. Fuck Trump. Cumin. No. Katijah.
Find the current
this. Damn. I heard FT and that's just where I went automatically. All right, guys. See you next week.